clues, views, news, and sometimes reviews. Welcome to Dub A Radio Dub Chat, that is what we choose.
Thanks for making it Dub A Radio. For more shows, show schedule, and info, visit us at mixcloud.com/DubAradio or dubaradio.com.
Welcome once more to the Dub Chat. We're missing a few episodes, but I saw you go. You know, busy. I don't know. Dub Chat, but we're back with this show. Just finish a session, a DJ session, and I have to, you know, just come and talk about this a little bit, because everybody have their own opinion and everything, you know, and this is an opinionated show where we share our opinion and certain things, you know. And this week we talk about the lyrics, the lyrical content of songs, you know, because I'm a DJ, you know, that's one of the things I do. And I find where certain time a song a tempo and even some part of the song is fitting to drop in a session, but we find sometimes where it's lacking because you can't play it because there's maybe the age group of the audience, you know, the type of audience, you know, it can be anything, any factor where you can't play a certain lewd lyrics, you know. So in this session we talk about the lewd lyrics in the music and how we would like it to be, you know. You know, others may say hey they love the rawness, the truthfulness, you know, the complete picture painted by the words, you know. Some people, you know, everybody have their opinion when it comes to certain things. So in this session this session is about the lewd lyrics, the lyrical content. Can it be better? You know, maybe that's the title. We don't have no title yet, but whatever the title gonna be for this session, for this show, and the thumbnail, you know, the lyrical content, can we make it better? Is it okay for you? You know, this is the Dub Chat. You don't know, I'm your host. I go by the name Atawa. You know, thank you and welcome once more. You don't know, we are at mixcloud.com/DubA Radio for more shows like our New Music Monday, Worldwide Wednesday, and our WA Radio Lounge. You don't know, in New Music Monday, we bring to you the dancehall reggae music, the brand new music coming out of the Jamaican diaspora of sounds. Yeah. You know, the dancehall reggae music session, modern dancehall, tropical house, whatever they may call it, you know. Worldwide Wednesday is our show where we bring to you world music from any and all genre, world sounds. Our WA Radio Lounge, our weekend session where we bring to you, you know, just a groove, just a vibe, you know, depending on the topic that we're riding with, you know. That's how we do the lounge, you know. So we have session like our dub poetry session, lovers rock session. You don't know, we have Beanie versus Bounty, Movado versus Cartel session. You don't know. We have the Alkaline and Popcorn coming too, you know. We have some, yeah man, check out the mixcloud.com/DubA Radio for that, you know. On all social platforms there at WA Radio, WA Radio 1 on Twitter. You don't know where you can tune into our live session on Twitch. Also, you can tune in our live show sessions on Twitch. You know, because we normally broadcast Worldwide Wednesday New Music Mondays and Lounge Live. You know, so if you've been catching these shows on delay, you know, tune in with those where you can catch a live session. Follow us, you know, and you will see when we jumping in the live shows in the live session. You know, our timing is not set. That's why I'm not promoting it too much. But our day is definitely set. But yeah, you know, when we coming at you live, when we broadcast, so check out our shows. This is Dub Chat. You don't know, so Dub Chat can be heard. This is our bi-weekly podcast. It can be heard anywhere you listen to your podcast. Just look up Dub Chat. No, look up Dub A Radio. Dub Chat, yeah. Yeah. The lyrical content of the songs, can they be better? Can it? Can something be done? You know, we play the music. Yeah, I'm playing the music and you have kids in the session, you have people of religious backgrounds holding their Orthodox groups. You have family people who just don't want to hear any curse words. You have people who just are relaxed to bump. You have people who just are relaxed who don't want to hear no bad word. I want to hear it and hear any bad word, any curse words, you know. And sometimes it's not even about the lyrics or the content of the lyrics, you know. We can also make talk about the content of the lyrics. Can it be better? We see in this time, most of the lyrics or content are coming out with what people who is in tune with the 90s sound, whether hip hop or reggae, dancehall, are in tune to the lyrics content where artists are more painting the picture with words. So as you may find as songs where it can, for example, Barbie Girl. That song Barbie Girl. If you don't listen to the lyrics carefully, or an innocent child wouldn't know what this song is about, and that song is listened by kids. Touching back on the Jamaican sounds, where you have artists saying, I know I'm hopscotching all over the place, and this one, I have no paperwork, I just finished a session and I'm just talking about it, you know. You have artists that talk about they're not influencing anyone, they never set out to influence anyone and all of this. Yeah, that's okay, but it is doing what it is doing. It is influenced. Songs influence people, right? Music influence cultures. Music influence, and Jamaica is a country, a culture that strives off of its music. The African culture in the diaspora itself, and at home also, you know, mama, strive on music to go through your daily tasks, to keep your timing before watches and clocks, you know, to spread message, to teach, you know, and the delight. So our music and our love for music goes way deeper than just having fun and party, you know. It's a message. It's always a message. It's always to move you. Yeah. Anyhow it is. If a pow-pow bullet, if it move you, to motivate you, not to definitely to go pow-pow, but kick in doors and advance. So, in that sense and in that aspect, the creativity is lacking in this modern version of the thing, where we see the lyricists, they lacking in that creativity parlor in of aspect of things, you know. You know, so the editing is resorted to beeps and dropouts or reverse, you know. I rather use reverse though, because kinda. But when the lyrics get so rude and crude and lewd, it gets so overpowering, you know. Especially on a show like New Music Monday, where I'm trying to keep that show general for a general audience. Anyone who checking out the show for new. Ain't nobody want to hear curse words in their ears. If you're at a party and it's about that, well, okay. You know, but for a show of a radio type, you know, you don't need the drop outs and the blank out. They come in like, you know. And for a show like New Music Monday, that genre based, you know, it's a lot of music that released in the day, but how many music really released in the reggae dancehall music space in a week? You know. And you have to sift through a whole bunch of other foolish things. Sorry, for lack of a better word. You know, when you check the main platforms and you check on the reggae and dance and music, the amount of music released, a lot of music under some names there. Artists, you don't know them name. Young artists from all over the globe, you know, but I try to keep it more. Not just Jamaican artists, but if you have a song, if you have a hit, you know, you could. Yeah, man. So when we were talking about the lyrical content and the versatility in grooming the sound, where it can be palatable to the audience, we have the example of the Barbie Girl song. I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie World. Yeah man, that song, big song, playing any party, grown up kids love it, you know. Especially the little girls love that song, you know. So that's the example. We have other songs, you know, especially a lot of the dancehall songs in the 90s. You know, a lot of the songs they're talking about some harsh things, but they frame it nicely to be played in certain PG and family category. We touch on the edits and the beeps and the, you know, the edits. When you look at the edits, you know, that's basic or should I call it, like mental ability test in a school from like grade one, fill in the blanks. The boy dash over the moon. The cow dash over the moon, you know. You know, the cow beep over the moon. The cow over the moon. Kids, no.
Clues, views, news, and sometimes reviews. Welcome to Dub A Radio Dub Chat. That is what we choose.
Welcome back to Dub A Radio Dub Chat. Remember, this show can be found on anchor.com/anchor.fm. I keep saying anchor.fm/dub a radio. And so anywhere you listen to your dub, your podcast, check out Dub A Radio or this year Dub Chat. Yeah. DubAradio.com for more info. Also Mixcloud.com/DubAradio. Kids know. Yeah man, when we edit out the song them, beep out the song them, squirrel up or throw the song them. The kids know. You know. Not me, maybe. The ones who are hearing it for the first time may not know. Some will, you know. Because from a child, you're listening to song and you're listening to the rhyme scheme. And at the end, you can fill in. You can actually say the word what the singer gonna say next, right? So even if they beep out there, so you know what I'm gonna say. Yeah. Not everybody, but you know, most of the youth them are gonna know, you know, from the inner the music, you're gonna know. I mean, I love the music, so yeah, you're gonna know, the kids gonna know. So the music influence, so you have to remember, if music do influence, you have to remember to edit it and creatively edit it, you know. We have a Beanie Man song, we say. One man alone, I make a home in a you doom doom. You know. And the fast speaking to them know. Yeah, the fast speaking to them know. But really and truly, most that they use them innocent as hell. They think it's a part of the song. And they sing it like this. Yes. Foreign folks sing it just like that too. Right? And it's the vibe of the song where the song carry. Yeah. Some song you can't edit out nothing. The whole energy of this song is so violent. You know, in some cases. It's not only the sex lyrics, but also the kill and shot. And it's okay, shot is okay, gun is okay. You know, but if you diss me, make a shot your mother. Oh, whoa, he's violent. If it is, we'll be like, your mother. Yeah. Hey, yeah, man. Make it more creative. You can say that's okay. The lyrics is okay, but frame it in a way where, you know, where. Yeah, you know, where it's palatable, where. On the other hand, no. Some may say that, hey, parents must protect them kids. Yeah. And some song is for some certain places and spaces, right? And this and that and everything. Well, you're gonna protect your child, right? You're going to protect your child in the in your house, in the house. With these children having all these devices, MP3 phones and all these devices, pads and all these things. How much of it can you protect them from without really being like one of them super parents where coming like God's company around? You know, like a CIA, protect the president. You know? So the music is everywhere. Taxis. Everywhere. Shops. Pizzas. Yeah. We give it to say, an appearance alone. All adults of it. Whoever playing the music of it know this pace and the. Also, you know. As I'm a DJ also, and you have to know the space we are playing, we are playing to, you know. Yeah. But the responsibility is all around, really, when it comes to certain, to playing the music in the right spaces and you go back to the medias and the devices. We got really and truly one time, you know, the radio copy, the club version of this song was hard to get to. You mainly hear the radio version. And if you don't have access to like a bigger brother or a cousin, we have access to the parties and the party CDs and cassettes. You don't hear them. Or if you're sneaking to a dance, you know, hear them song there. You stay up late, you normally hear them song there too. When you stay up late and the corner dance, them are playing street corner dance. You know. When the man they grab a mic and thing and. But in that time, you know, have access for your BT video where you even know your lyrics back to back. In a certain things, you know. So it was more the crude version of the song was more. But you hear the, and you know, and certain you hear the good version everywhere, the clean version everywhere, you know. Even growing up, I hear certain songs and know, and going through catalogs and looking through certain songs and oh shit, sorry, you know. I'm like, I didn't even know they have an unedited version, you know. Never know they have a crude version, you know. Thank you. And when you we always talk about licensing pan this thing and all kind of getting your money, artists getting their money. Another artist too, it only makes sense. Dollars to me, exact. You know, you make it, darling. Make it your song, general, right? I'm not saying that crude lyrics don't make big numbers through the years, but you can put them on a scale. I don't even do the research, but you can actually put them on a scale. Crude versus happy music, fun music, groovy music. You know. One love, one heart, Bob Marley. Let's get together, we'll feel alright. You can count the words in the song, but it's still selling. You know? Yeah. Name the baddest gun song in that time, from that time. Ty and them. You know, the mother man. You know, we love them, you know, we love all of it. You know, because there's a time and space for everything that we ain't, and we now bash nothing. We just give our opinion, you know. So we say it makes sense. We make sense to make dollars if you make a song general, you know, because everybody can gravitate to it, you know. Everybody can gravitate to it, and whenever more people gravitate to your work, you know what to do. See me? So cut down, Pani. Not really cut down, but be versatile. We see we are a lot of artists. Most artists, when you go up on the pages to search for new music, you can almost certain them have a edited version of this song. You know, all the masters. Yeah, you know. And some of them, even though some of them, you know, creatively chop out the lyrics with the and replace it with the instrument. Yeah, so you have some of them who go the extra mile too. To make a radio edited version, if I'm remembering correctly. A recent song with Tifa and by your name, Noah Power, and many others. You know, being a man with that vagina thing. You know. But the edited version you should have called Virginia. Yeah. But yeah, you have some artists who go to excellent creatively. Make a edited version. Or maybe go the extra mile to make a crude version. I don't know how they do it. Can be anyhow. But this is a dope chat that we just give our views, our concern about the lyrical content and creativity of then and now. You know. Thank you once more for joining me and this year a radio dope chat where we just give up, you know. It's not to harm. Give our views, not to harm. Not to be bashing, but not to put down, but to motivate, but to help to talk, start the argument. So as we progress on this journey of life, we can only be better with when we teach each and every one each other, right? One love always. You know, I'm your host. I go by the name Atawa. Another version of Dub Chat. We've been missing a few weeks, but we're back. We're back. I don't know. Trying to keep it up. Busy as usual. You don't know. DubAradio.com. You know, for more info. There's no this. This and more shows can be found on Mixcloud.com/DubAradio. For check out them that site. You know, that stream. You know, download the Mixcloud app. When you're over there, hit the follow button. And tune in to our show so you can be notified to our shows like New Music Monday. Tune in Monday for our New Music Monday over there. Mixcloud.com/WA Radio. Worldwide Wednesday, next show. Next show we have is the WA Radio Lounge, you don't know, on the weekend. You know, tune in with us, follow us. Yeah. What else? Anyway, you listen to your podcast, we're at WA Radio. You know, anchor.com/WA Radio. This has been another rendition of the Dub Chat.
Clues, views, news, and sometimes reviews. Welcome to WA Radio Dub Chat. That is what
Thanks
we choose.
Thanks for making it WA Radio. For more shows, show schedule, and info, visit us at mixcloud.com/WA Radio or WA Radio.com.